Parshas Chukas begins with the mitzvah of Pora Duma. A perfectly red cow is to be slaughtered and burnt, and the ashes are then used for the purification from defilement through contact with the human corpse. This mitzvah is introduced with the words Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the ordinance of the Torah. The Torah uses here the term Chukah, a term signifying mitzvahs which are beyond human understanding. These are mitzvahs about which the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination in man, criticizes and taunts us, that they are irrational and that to follow them is silly. In turn, these are the very mitzvahs through which we demonstrate our submission to God, our recognition of human limitations and divine supremacy. Quite a few of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah fall into this category of chukim, but most do not. Most of the mitzvahs can be explained in rational terms. Why then does our parsha speak of this is chukas ha-Torah, the ordinance of the Torah, when the mitzvah of Pora Duma is just one of a small group of chukim? We learn here an important principle about Torah in general. The mystery of Pora Duma, our unknowability of this perplexing decree, presents us with Chukas HaTorah, a principle relating to the whole Torah, to all mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are commandments of God. There is no doubt whatsoever that every one of the mitzvahs has a distinct cause, reason, and purpose. And as we are the recipients and guardians of the Torah, we have an obligation to meditate on the Torah and the mitzvahs, to understand and comprehend their full meaning as much as possible. There's also to seek reasons for the mitzvahs as far as we are able to do so. For some mitzvahs, this appears relatively easy. For example, our sages say of the mitzvahs classified as mishpotim, that if they had not been ordained by the Torah, we would have added or practiced them anyway, because of their self-evident rationale. Other mitzvahs are more difficult to understand, while some, the chukim, seem to defy human reasoning altogether. Nonetheless, even though we can and should find some explanation or moral for all that is stated in the Torah, this must never be our motivation for observing Torah and mitzvahs. The ultimate approach must be one of Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the ordinance of the Torah. In matters of mishpatim, no less than for a law like Pora Duma. Our minds, our intelligence and reasoning power can never be the test or condition for accepting and observing Torah. To know the reasons for a mitzvah must never be the reason for following it. Aside of the fact that some mitzvahs, like the chukim, are not comprehensible to us because of the deficiency of our knowledge and the limitations of human intellect, there is grave danger in making understanding a precondition. For setting ourselves up as judge and jury over the mitzvahs will lead to ignoring that which we fail to understand or think irrelevant, and to neglect those mitzvahs whose seeming purpose we think we can achieve in some other ways of our own. Our parsha thus teaches us that Pora Duma is not only a chukah itself, but also Chukas HaTorah, a symbol and moral for all of the Torah. The ultimate acceptance of all the Torah, all the mitzvahs, must be in line with the teaching that the Jew should not reject the eating of pork or the wearing of shatnez, that is, clothes made of a mixture of wool and linen, simply because he developed an aversion to these. Rather, he should say, I could and would love to do these, but what can I do, since my Father in heaven has forbidden it? This must be the approach to all of Torah, Chukas HaTorah. There cannot be a greater or better reason for accepting these than the very fact of knowing that it comes from our Creator, from the Sovereign of the universe, our loving and caring Father in heaven. After this acceptance, we must sit down and study, ponder and meditate on Torah to understand it to the best of our ability.